Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 31st of January 2011. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the UK government has awarded £7.2 million to help the University of Southampton's newly built Optoelectronics Research Centre, or ORC. It's a centre that is proven to be helping the internet because it's going to make sure that you can get 100 times more information down a standard fibre optic connection than you currently do. The £7.2 million will be helping you get 100 times faster broadband and more data down the pipe. Fantastic. Huzzah. Well done, Britain. Engineering centre of the universe. In American news, the FCC has weighed in on the lawsuits, most of which have been filed by internet providers, including Verizon, saying that they want net neutrality stopped. They've said it's too soon yet. You can't decide whether it's right or it's wrong until we've got a little bit closer to it actually being a reality. I agree entirely, but fight them all you can, FCC. Fight them all you can. Google has announced an Android event for February 2nd. Yes, over the weekend they said they're going to have a bash in a couple of days' time at Mountain View. It's going to be streamed live on YouTube at youtube.com/Android. And they've promised you an in-depth look at Honeycomb, Android's ecosystem for news, and some hands-on demos as well as. Very, very good. There's a suggestion there might be some hardware in the offing as well. We'll have to wait and see. But we'll be right there watching it with you on Ustream. Sensors have been developed in America that could help with drunk driving. They are blood pressure alcohol measurement devices that can be put into steering wheels and onto hand controls for cars. If you get in the car and you're too drunk to drive, then the things will have sampled your blood alcohol level and they'll stop you from running the car. They reckon it's going to save up to 9,000 road traffic deaths because of drink driving that are caused each year. I would suggest that most of the drink drivers, though, are probably not driving the latest technology. Yes, that could be a bit of a problem. And a warning's come out today about Amazon.com. If you've got a password for them, then make sure you get it changed today. There's been a vulnerability that's been identified. Amazon have managed to close it out, but quite bizarrely, unless you've changed your password since the change, you will still be vulnerable to the hack. So get yourself down to Amazon.com today and change your password if you can. The French are getting a bit upset because apparently the weight of a kilogram is based on a piece of 130-year-old platinum iridium. It's a cylinder that's kept in France, but unfortunately, because of its decay rate, it means it's getting lighter. So they have no idea what to measure it against now instead. I think you must have taken enough measurements to know what a kilo is. Come on, chaps. But apparently, just for the sheer history of it, it's fading away. Rather excitingly, Adobe is prepping Creative Suite 5.5. It's a digital publishing package for iOS and Android. There's no details about it apart from a little grab screenshot on Apple Insider, and there's no word on any of the features that are going to come with it, but it could be absolutely fantastic. If it runs well on iPad and the interface is good, I might have a play myself. Now, if you listened to the Mac Show on Friday, you'd listen to Eric Lanigan say that he didn't think that people wanted to watch the internet on their television or the fact that they wanted to watch TV on their computers. And it seems he might be right. Apparently, the average iPhone user has 108 applications and spends 84 minutes a day using them. They also sit down in front of the TV, watching the TV, doing the TV, but they use the internet on little handheld devices and mobile phones as well. A lot of them, an awful lot of them. 86% of mobile internet activity is done whilst watching the television. Good grief. Now, with Macworld running this week and Mobile World Congress coming as well, then there's definitely going to be devices akimbo over the next couple of weeks. And Callaway have come out with one for golfers. It's called the UPro MX, and it's a touchscreen GPS with a graphic display that shows you specific yardages on golf courses that you subscribe to. The UPro device itself is going to cost you $199, and because it's run by Callaway, I don't know if there's going to be a subscription on top or whether that's the total price. If it's the total price, that's not bad at all. And Splashtop have come out with a new application that helps you run your computer. It works for Mac or for PC, and you can control your Mac or PC from your iPhone or your iPad. Fantastically as well, there's a version for Android. If you go to there, there's a little barcode that you can scan that'll begin an automatic download. Well done, Splashtop. And we were talking about NFC on the big show on Friday night, and what possible uses could there be? Well, I've never reported on a concept shoe before, but that's what it is. Yes, WeSC have created the Karmatech concept shoe. It's a shoe that doesn't look particularly good, but it's got an RFID chip in it, and when you cross over a doormat or a welcome mat, it says hello and tells you your name. Oh, isn't that nice? Do you want your identity running around in your shoe? No, not sure I do. And finally, Stephen Wolfram, the man behind Wolfram Alpha, has answered the age-old question, who's better at Jeopardy, Google or Bing? And it seems that Google would win. He sampled a whole load of Jeopardy clues and put them into search engines to see what the results were. The winners were based on how many correct answers they had on the first page, and Google got 69% correct, Ask was 68%, which is pretty good, and Bing got 63%. So there you go, Ask is better than Bing as well as. I might use it a bit more now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bageltech News. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours as news as normal, but with Kyle, he'll be here for the next 2 days. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.